Pillsbury Flour Mills Company, millers of Pillsbury's best in rich flour, have the pleasure of presenting that amusing, laughable trio of lovable housewives, Clara, Lou, and Em. Now, Shakespeare says that man has seven ages. But I think most any of you mothers will say that each age has many a stage. Take babyhood. There's the day his nips gives you his first big smile. Then there's his first tooth.
His first wallet.
For fun, let's listen to Clara, Lou, and Em. Now, this morning, as Clara and Lou drop in on Em, they find her at the telephone. Though Em doesn't know it, there's big news on the way. Listen.
Come on in, girls. I'll be through in a minute.
Oh, go right ahead.
It's Loretta Doolittle. Wants to tell me something. Just a minute. Hello, Loretta.
Em, tell her hello for me.
Yeah, oh, Loretta, the girl says hello. How's Mildred? Oh. Oh, I see. About somebody else. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Loretta. Little Elizabeth Ann Willis. Just a minute. Girls, little Elizabeth Ann had her baby this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
please.
Ain't that dandy?
Was it a boy or a girl, Loretta? Oh, the sweet little thing. Mary Lou Willis.
Must had a girl.
Oh, isn't that nice? Oh,
how is she, Ann?
How'd she get along? Oh, ain't that fine? Uh-huh.
Oh, that's very good for a first, ain't it?
What time she go to hospital, Em?
Oh, and then it was born right after midnight. Well...
Em, what time she go to hospital?
Just a minute, Loretta. What, Clara?
What time did Elizabeth Ann go to hospital?
Why, she never went till 5 o'clock, and the baby was born about midnight. Ain't that wonderful for a first?
Well, I think...
Loretta, how much did the baby weigh? Oh, 6 pounds, 7 ounces. Of course, Alvin Y weighed 8 pounds, 10 ounces. But he wasn't my first.
Lou, when Charlie was born, they had to put him in the oven.
Oh,
Charlie?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Say, have they wired Jack in the Pacific? Oh, he'd be so tickled. His first baby and him way out there. I bet at that, though, the average man would rather be shooting Japs in the Pacific than pacing a hospital floor.
Ask her if there's anything she needs.
Huh? Oh, Loretta, do you happen to know, is there anything Elizabeth Ann needs for the baby? Oh, I suppose she did. Her first grandchild. Clara, she's got everything for us.
Oh, I suppose.
Her mother made everything before Elizabeth Ann went to the hospital. Was she did up in the pink or the blue? Oh, that's good. Uh-huh. Well, I never can remember anyway which is a boy and which is a girl.
Pink is for boys, but I never had thought it was right.
No, it don't hardly seem like boys.
Oh, a little bassinet and everything. I love a baby did up pretty. Well, now listen. If you see Elizabeth Ann, you tell her we're going to make her up a bib or something. And give her a big hug for me and kiss the baby. Okay. Well, thanks a million for calling up, Loretta. Uh-huh. Goodbye. Well,
I'm glad the baby got here and it's all over.
Yes. Oh, she says it's a little blonde.
Oh, then it's cute. We must get over to see it right away. Give it a few days to lose its red face, though.
Yeah. Alvin Lye was such a pretty baby, I thought. He never was very red. And his face was, his head was shaped so pretty.
Yes, it was, Em, almost in the beginning. The child of yours that I thought never would shape up was Archie.
Yes. Archie came with that little peak on top of his head.
Yes, his head was just like a pecan, except in the back, it was so flat.
Well, Clara, he laid on it. He never would lay any place but on the back of his head, flatten it out. Then his little white pointy up here. Seemed like it never would come in, and what they was didn't show up.
And his little ears stuck out so hard.
Little toehead.
Oh, yes, he shaped up very good.
Well, Elizabeth Ann.
Oh, it's hard to think she's grown up enough to be having a baby. I'm sorry she had to go through it all alone.
Oh, that reminds me of that woman in the paper. She called her husband up overseas to tell him he had a new son. Do you suppose Elizabeth Ann will do that?
Well, I guess her father and mother, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, could afford to treat her to a phone call.
Well, maybe the government would put it through for her.
Oh, good night, Lou. I don't think the government can phone up every baby to the services overseas. It's enough that they make them little movies out of every letter.
Well, they ain't movies.
Well, sure they are, Clara. They make them up in little movies and put them in tin cans and ship them all over the universe.
Well, but the letters don't come out movies. They come out pictures of the letters. I know because I seen one. I was over at the Beatles the other night, and Dolores Beetle had a letter there from a boy she knows that's overseas.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. You know, it makes it kind of bad for a girl. Everybody's anxious to see what them letters is like, and Mr. and Mrs. Beetle was anxious to show us. I felt kind of sorry for Dolores when her mother passed it around.
Well, I'd say, her own personal mail.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how hard it is to look at a letter and not read nothing. Well, I did read some of it. I couldn't help it.
Fun to say, you remember, Clara?
Well, yes, I do, Lou. But, I mean, it's bad enough showing her letter to everybody without me blabbing it all over the place.
Was it a little bit mushy?
Yes, it was a little mushy.
Say, when the censors goes over them letters, do they take out any of the mush?
Well, they hadn't ought to. After all, romance is an international thing. I bet the Germans and the Japs is mushy.
I never think of a Jap as being mushy.
Well, no, I suppose not. Well, I wouldn't give you 10 cents for a censor that'd take out the mush.
Well, no, but you know how it'd be. Get an old seasoned fighting man in there trying to save space on the ships. He'd say to himself, my gosh, what are we through for?
Why, do you suppose they'd really do that?
Oh, no, no. Surely they fit the censor to the job. They do that so much now, you know, fit the person to the job.
Giving them intelligence tests, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Everything is being did to get people into their little niche, like they done on them wax. They went over them so careful fitting them in.
Say, you know, speaking of the wax, I kind of resented the tone the newspapers took about them on one little matter. They were so surprised that the wax was on time for everything. They got to Fort Des Moines on time. They lined up for drill on time. I don't see anything unusual about that.
Well, it's the men reporters, I think, Clara, that does that. The men is having such a wonderful time writing about a woman's army.
Well, I wonder how they think the women happen to get meals on time, get the children off school on time, give the babies formula on time. We're on time all day.
Why, yes, Clara. You're even ahead of time all the time.
I know it.
You know, I'm afraid there's one thing they ain't provided for them wax. They've got them beauty parlors and all of that. But I seen that when they got to Des Moines, they served them up a dinner of meat and gravy, potatoes, vegetables, buns and butter and salad and coffee and pile of mode. And the ladies just fell into their craze eating it. One of the majors nudged another one. He says, these girls are going to pick up about 10, 15 pounds in a week or two. They're going to need a reducing salon, you know it?
Well, won't they mark that off?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Lou.
I wouldn't. The more I'd march, the more I'd eat.
I got a friend, Sam Sutter. She only laughs, but she's a watcher.
Oh, for airplanes?
Yeah. She goes up on her roof and takes her sun bath while she watches.
Oh, do they leave her watching her? Are they don't see?
Yeah, they don't seem to care in the East.
Oh, my goodness, in the East, they're very particular. They got watchers watching the watchers.
Well, does the watchers know they're being watched?
Yeah, certainly. Say a man goes out to watch from 2 to 4 a.m. Well, he stands there, and every little bit, a fellow calls him on the telephone to see if he's watching. The watchers is all connected by wire.
Do they call this telephone set of people right out? I suppose she'll have her eat at 10, clean up at 11, sleep till 1, eat till 2, sleep till 4, that stuff. Some night that must make baby raising so hard. Little Alvin Y just takes care of himself. He's only 6 months, but he knows when to eat and sleep.
Yes, sir. When he's hungry, he's got that funny cry. I can tell it clear over at my house.
Yeah, well, he only turns it on a minute, and somebody always feeds him.
Oh, he's such a good baby. Sometimes, though, he gets those little stubborn spells.
Well, all my children does that. They take it after the cougars.
Well, they get it off of Ernest's mother, don't they?
Yes, that's where they get it at. Oh, she's a good woman.
Well, what are we going to give her for a present?
Ernest's mother? Why, nothing.
Oh, no. Elizabeth Ann's little daughter.
Oh.
Say, you know what? I think I'll make her a little case for her talcum powder and safety pins.
Yes, our Gertrude's is nice.
I guess little binders just went out, ain't they?
Oh, yes, they're out. For years, I have give little rubber ducks.
Well, them is out.
Yeah, I'll have to rig up something different to start giving.
I used to paint wood beads, but the last pair I gave the lady, she said she didn't want them. They'd fade off on the baby.
Well, Lou, why don't you give those to Em? She'd need Alvin Y chew on them.
Why, sure, Lou. Paint won't hurt him. He chews on everything else. But that'd be fine. He's just at that age. Oh, no matter what age we're talking about, seems like all my children is always just at that age.
Well, the girls covered a lot of subjects this morning, from Elizabeth Ann to Em's little Alvin. But there's always a solution to any problem when Clara, Lou, and Em get through with it. Which reminds me, a neighbor of yours has just been left with a problem on her hands. Her husband wants a pie for supper, the cookie jar's empty, and the president of the Ladies' Guild phoned and asked if she'd bake a cake for the church sale tomorrow. I bet she thinks everything happens to her. But wait a minute. Why, she's actually smiling as she reaches for a bag of Pillsbury's Best in Rich Flour.
And why not? I enjoy baking in hot weather or cold. I've learned a new trick which I call cashing in on a hot oven. Of course, I start with Pillsbury's Best in Rich Flour. While the pie and cookies are baking, I'll stir up a two-layer cake and pop it into the oven as soon as the pie and cookies come out. My oven will actually be going only 1 hour and 5 minutes. No slaving over a hot stove for me.
Well, there's a grand hot weather tip if you want to do a lot of baking with a minimum of oven heat. And here's an even more important tip. Use Pillsbury's Best for all your baking. Then you're sure of flaky, tender pie crust, fluffy, delicate cake, and tender, delectable cookies. Pillsbury's Best is bake-proof to protect your baking. Moreover, it's an all-purpose flour. And as you know, better weekend baking this morning. Get Pillsbury's Best and Rich Flour from your nearest grocer and cash in on a hot oven. Remember now, Claire Lou and Em come gossiping over your radio back fence every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning with their amusing versions of what's going on. This is Brett Morrison saying, for better baking all the time, use Pillsbury's Best and Rich Flour. And inviting you to join Claire Lou and Em again, just for fun, Monday morning, same time, same station. Columbia Broadcasting System.
The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago. The time is 28 seconds.